Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'd invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the sixth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. We're looking in the book of Romans, chapter 4 and chapter 5. Is where we're going to be studying together today. And beloved, I hope you'll come and sit down for just a few minutes, get your Bible, and study along with me. It's my desire to see you grow in the knowledge of the true and the living God, to see you understand what it means to be a child of God, to be a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ, to inherit glory and eternity with the Lord Jesus. And so, beloved, we're studying the truth of God's Word, truth penned by the Apostle Paul under the inspiration and anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, who is the true author of the Bible. And the Holy Spirit was the one who directed Paul in writing down the words that we find written here. Now, in Revelation, or Romans rather, chapter 4, beginning with verse 25, who was delivered? Well, let's look to verse 24. But for us also to whom it shall be imputed, or the word imputed, remembered, means charged or reckoned, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who, speaking of Jesus, was delivered for our offenses, for our sin, for our iniquity, and was raised again for our justification. Now, these are big words, beloved, and let me explain to you what Paul is writing about. If you will look back, you will see that Paul was writing about an Old Testament character whose name is Abraham. He was talking about Abraham, this one who was the father of the nation through which Israel and the Jews came into existence. In verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And he's emphasizing the importance of faith. And remember what faith is. Faith is just believing what God says he will do. Faith is taking God at his word and acting upon that word. By faith, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for our sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, and that he will send the Holy Spirit into our spirit if we will accept Jesus as our Savior, if we will put our faith and trust in him and believe in God the Father, who so loved mankind that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth to die for our sin, to be buried, and to arise victor over death, hell, and the grave. Yes, sin has a penalty, and the wages of sin is death. We're in the book of Romans. Go to chapter 6 of Romans, and notice verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. You see, beloved, sin pays wages. And the wages that sin pays is death. Death, which is eternal separation. Separation of two kinds. One is the separation of the soul and spirit from the body. The second is the second death, which is the separation of the man who dies without Jesus as Savior, dies separated from God in a place called the lake of fire for all eternity, separated from God who is life and who is real living. Oh, beloved, thus we see how important faith is. Faith is what brings us into relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Abraham believed God. God told Abraham that he should be the heir of the world. That is, that his descendants would one day rule over the entire earth and would be heir of the entire earth. And this will come to pass. And you say, how do you know? Because God's Word tells us so. The Bible tells us that there's coming a day when Jesus Christ will return to this earth in power and in great glory with the saints of God, and He will take up the whole earth under His control. Satan will be bound in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and Christ will set up His kingdom on David's throne, who was a descendant of Abraham, and will rule over the entire earth for 1,000 years. And so we see that Abraham is heir and will be heir of the entire earth, even as God promised Abraham many years ago in the book of Genesis, that Abraham would be heir of the earth and that he would have descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand on the seashore, that his descendants would be that numerous, that it would be uncountable. Oh, beloved, that is what God promised to Abraham. And verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. Now, Paul is writing here under the inspiration of the Spirit of God to open the eyes of the Roman believers that salvation is not through the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, but through the righteousness of faith. That's what he states there in the latter part of verse 13. Through the righteousness of faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. That is, faith is made of no effect. And the promise made of none effect. Because the promise was made, and Abraham by faith believed the promise of God. Suppose someone makes you a promise, and you believe that promise. That's faith. You, by faith in what they said, are expecting what they have promised. Well, that's what Abraham did. God promised that he would be the heir of the world and that his descendants, his seed, would be heir of the earth. And it was by faith that Abraham believed what God said. Verse 14, and if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void or none effect, and the promise made of none effect, because the law, if you can be saved by keeping the law, if this promise would have come about by keeping the law, then faith would not have been involved. But there was a promise that was made to Abraham without any requirement to keep God's law. It was based on simple faith in what God had said. Verse 15, because the law worketh wrath. You see, people who do not keep the law of God are under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God. For where no law is, there is no transgression. There's no breaking of the law. There's no violation of the law. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. And the word grace means undeserved favor of God. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. That is, to all the descendants of Abraham. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, Paul is writing here, and he's making it clear that the faith of Abraham that he's talking about is not just for the Jew who has given the law, but it's for the Gentile also who does not have the law, but by faith takes God at His word, puts his faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and accepts Him as their Savior. Oh, beloved, this promise is to you also. If you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior, you can be delivered from your bondage of sin, you can be saved, and you can become a joint heir with Abraham to rule and reign on this earth during that 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ. And you say, that sounds incredible. That sounds unbelievable. How can that come about? But, beloved, it's what the Word of God teaches. And we do not have time right now to go into all of that. But, beloved, God's Word teaches these truths. Verse 16, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, undeserved favor, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, which was the Jew, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, even to the Gentile. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You see, beloved, Abraham had no children at this time when God gave him this promise that he would be the heir of the world. And Abraham said, I'm going to believe you, Lord. That's what he did. Till next time.